Yeah, yeah. Rejoice. It's Friday, everybody. The John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. It's here. It's June 26th, and this is what this morning show sounded like. Welcome to the pod. It's Dave here, and we started off by talking a little NFL, the Hall of Fame game, to be precise. And a congressman is suing Twitter for a rather strange reason. A Starbucks barista found charity for a even stranger reason. Billy Joel has been featuring Billy Joel. We discussed what time is too early to start drinking. No Surrender was in Song Stories today. And John played us Goodfellas the sitcom before Steve and I took a crack at Rush, Agree or Disagree, in honor of our big Rush weekend here on MGK. Plus, comedian Brad Williams joined us and told us about life as a father. Now, have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Panama.
Panama.
I want to hear you do a cover of that. We're going to record a cover.
Yeah, we got to get Steve to sing a cover of Panama.
Panama.
70 degrees outside, a sunny, beautiful day ahead of us. Temperature getting up to about 85 degrees. And although I do my best each and every morning to start off, you know, your morning on an up note, this probably won't affect everybody as much as it's going to affect Steve. Steve,
what?
I am sorry to tell you, but the NFL has officially canceled the Cowboys-Steelers Hall of Fame game.
Oh, the Hall of Fame game. That pointless,
what is
horrendous.
That? What is that even?
That is the weekend of the Hall of Fame induction.
Right.
So what they do
is they play a game right in Canton.
In
they?
Canton, yeah. Which yeah. Actually, 2 years ago, it was canceled because the field's crap. They actually had to redo the entire field. They do the induction ceremony, and then usually one or both of the teams have somebody from a former player of theirs that's getting inducted.
Uh-huh.
So who plays the game, though?
The teams.
Oh, okay.
They bring out all the old-timers.
That's what I thought. It's a bunch of septuagenarians playing flag football.
No, it's the start of the football season. Yeah, it's the first preseason game.
Yeah, gotcha.
It is a garbage.
And that's why I don't know.
Yeah, it's almost as exciting as the Pro Bowl.
Oh, it's worse than the Pro Bowl. At least the players in the Pro Bowl are players that start for other teams. Usually this is like the fifth stringer.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like no.
You're playing quarterback.
It's a game for mom and dad,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Kaepernick has a good shot at this game.
He actually does. Probably.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Yesterday we were talking about things that you miss, especially you missed as a kid.
Yeah.
Right? And I've been watching this series on New York City, and it literally is the history of New York from the Dutch landing there till, you know, modern times. Okay. All right? And every once in a while these characters pop up in it, and they remind me so much of the men who were around when I was a kid, all of my father's friends, sure. Those, you know, man's men, you know, and I started to realize how much I miss that kind of man.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a different time and it was a different man, and we don't see those men that much anymore.
Well, because they're dead.
Right, well, yes, that is part of it. Thank you for reminding me of the passing of my father. But I come in this morning and I see this story and it makes me miss men, okay. You know, men. Right, more than ever before. You know California Rep Devin Nunes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's suing Twitter over two parody accounts, one claiming to be Nunes' mother, okay. And the other planning to be a cow on his family farm.
Right.
All right?
Okay.
And he's suing them for $250 million in defamation of character.
Wow.
All right?
He went big.
Because a cow, right, was making comments on him.
Well, were they nasty?
Well,
what kind of tweets is this cow pushing out there?
I have no idea, all right? All I know is that at Devin Cow account boasts 450,000 followers.
My God, it's huge.
Which is 50 more than Nunes has himself.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Mamma mia.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
As long as I brought it up earlier about men being men once again.
Yeah.
All right, check out this story. A Starbucks barista in San Diego got screamed at by a woman when he wouldn't serve her until she put her mask on. In California mask day, sure. She walks into the place, has a mask on, right? The woman goes on, she took a picture of the guy, she called him a sheep, right? Threatened to get him fired.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Somebody started a GoFundMe page, it's up to $27,000.
For who, though?
That's cool.
For the barista.
Why, though? I mean, what's the...
Because he got yelled at.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
All right, man up.
Oh, my God.
Right, now, how much of that does GoFundMe
take?
Get.
A good portion. It depends. Well, because
at least 5%.
No, 10.
Is it 10?
10, yeah.
Wow, it's a tithe.
Yeah. I learned it because when you're not a 501(c), when you're not a charity, they get their piece. And what I love about GoFundMe is they ask for a tip also. Have you ever done that? Right? They ask.
It was service charge.
Like recently a coworker had some troubles and we were all putting in money, and I go there and, you know, and I'm going to put in money, and it says, you know, okay, I was putting in $100. Okay, all right, and it says 110. I said 110. Why is that? I said $100, and I look at it, and it goes, and it says $100 donation, tip $10.
Stop.
And then
unclick.
And then you have to unclick it, right? You know,
sneaky deaky.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, they seem like they're doing nice stuff.
Go F me.
Nah. Right. Exactly. 70 degrees outside right now. Later on this morning, we're going to get to Rush. Agree or disagree? This is the Feel of Rush weekend. It was 5 years ago this weekend that Rush did their last show here in Philadelphia. And we've got that new anniversary edition of Permanent Waves that we're going to be handing out.
40th.
Right. 40th. Yeah. 40th anniversary.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They've been around for a long time.
Oh, God. Speaking of music, this is an interesting story. All right, a guy with a new song called Billy Joel got it shared by Billy Joel.
All right,
this guy puts out this song. His name is AJ Smith. He recorded a piano ballad. He calls it Billy Joel, and Billy liked it so much he put it on his Twitter page. Here, I got it here. Only a clip of it, but tell me what you think. I think it's a little wimpy.
So, baby, what are we fighting for? I've run out of ways to say that I'm so sorry. It's never too late, so let's start over. Are we crazy for falling back in love? Or can I hold you close tonight? I can sing your favorite song. You know the one by Billy Joel.
Yeah. All right. It's wimpy, wambly, wambly. Yeah. Although women will love it to no end.
Yeah. Right?
It's got, because he's got the in his voice. You know. No, you want to sound like Billy Joel, you sound like this.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
So I've got a question for everybody this morning. All right. More than 2,500 Americans were asked how early is too early to enjoy your first adult beverage, you know, on non-work days, on weekends or non-work days. How early is too early?
Now.
Right? See, I'm a firm believer in if you're going to drink all day, you got to start in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
So, but 23% said that you should still wait till 5 o'clock.
Five?
Yeah.
No,
till 5
that's
o'clock.
Happy hour.
Yeah, exactly.
That's insane. No, right, my rule with my wife is I know I won't catch a look as long as it's in the p.m.
Right. Okay, so
give me a nice beverage with lunch.
So anything noon on, you're good with.
Yes, I'm in the clear.
16% said it's okay to start drinking at noon. 10% said 10 in the morning or earlier is fine. 8% said 11 a.m. and 26% said sometime between 1 and 4.
All right, okay.
So,
you know.
You can get away with a mimosa always if you're at brunch or something. That's a sneaky way to start it out.
Yeah, I know, but that, you know.
Kind of girly, though.
Right.
Give me a Bloody Mary.
Go for the Bloody Mary. That's exactly what I was going to do, you know. And for those of you with a drinking problem, well, maybe you're like this guy.
Hey, Jack's Liquor Store.
Is Jack's Liquor Store?
That's right, pal.
Yeah, you guys deliver?
We deliver.
You got any tequila?
We have tequila.
You got a quartz?
Quartz, we have quartz.
I don't want any quartz.
All right, how much do you want?
I want fifths.
You want fifths, all right.
Four fifths
tequila?
Four fifths tequila?
Yeah.
What do we got so far?
We got four fifths tequila.
Better make that five.
Five fifths tequila.
Five fifths tequila?
Got that.
You got scotch?
We have scotch.
Do you got any cinema?
I think you're ready.
Four. Four fifths of scotch.
Hello.
So is this Hazak Liquor Store?
That's right, pal.
You listening in the Yellow Pages?
Yes, we are listening to the Yellow Pages.
How come you're listening to taxidermy?
That's impossible.
I'm sorry, it was what?
It's impossible.
Oh, I must have a couple of pages missing in my phone book. What do we got so far?
Five-fifths tequila, five-fifths of scotch.
You got any beer?
We have beer.
Okay.
We have 16-ounce cans and 12-ounce cans.
Okay.
Well, how much do you want?
Just two cases.
Two cases, all right, I've got that down, all right.
Don't sell any vermouth.
All right, I won't send any vermouth.
That makes my wife sick. She's out of town, but I do it just in her memory.
All right, okay. We have 5 fifths of tequila, 5 fifths of scotch, 2 cases of beer, 1 case of 16-ounce cans.
You're just bringing that right on up then, huh?
All right, where do you want me to deliver?
Up to my house.
Where do you live?
Up on the north side.
On the north side?
Yeah.
Whereabouts on the north side?
Up there by the Japanese amusement park.
The Japanese amusement park. Right?
Bambi the deer plays there.
Is that right?
Where Bambi goes, nothing grows.
Right.
You still there?
I'm here. All right, don't you have any address, any numbers or anything like that?
I'm sorry. Let's see.
All right.
Five.
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 Two?
Two.
Well, that's not my address. That's my order.
That's the order. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'll turn a big red light on. You can't miss it.
Red light on. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. There's a big statue of a brindle Great Dane dog out front.
He's not going to bite, is he?
No, he's just a statue.
Just a statue. Okay. We got 5 fifths tequila, 5 fifths of scotch, 2 cases of beer, 1 case of 16-ounce can.
No vermouth.
No vermouth. I wouldn't send vermouth. And 1 case of... That's quite an order. Are you having a party?
Huh?
Are you having a party?
No. I'm just trying to work up the nerve to go to confession.
The John DeBella Podcast. Wow. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
One of our favorite comics, a man that we just love having here in the studio, is going to be joining us, comedian Brad Williams. Mm-hmm. He's the dwarf.
The dwarf,
the little person, the... I think the one word he doesn't like is midget. I don't think he likes that.
Yeah, it's gone out of fashion.
Yeah. But Brad, this is what was it? Every Friday we have a comic with a baby.
Yes.
All right.
That's a new thing.
Last week we had Rachel Feinstein.
Lockdown, man.
She just had a daughter.
Right.
We know that Brad had a kid, but we don't know if it's a boy or girl.
Correct.
We don't know if it's a dwarf or not because his wife is normal size.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
It's like a coin flip.
So. So we'll find out all of that. And whatever the outcome, Brad will make it hysterical. So join us for Brad Williams at 8:10. But right now.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to you by Cherry Hill Mitsubishi, where just $1 down delivers, or where just $1 down delivers. I put the pause in the wrong place. Shop Cherry Hill Mitsubishi.
$1DownDelivers.com.
No, Bruce Springsteen actually had to surrender to No Surrender. He didn't want it to be on the Born in the USA album, but Stephen Van Zandt said, no, it belongs there, put it on there. And Max Weinberg, it, for him, is just a great memory. It's the last song they recorded for the album, and it meant a lot to him.
Take 5 was used. I remember that because we did it about 6 or 7 times, and Take 5 had everything. It had a fantastic propulsion, and it's one of my favorite performances of my own personal self, to tell you the truth, because we really hit a great groove on that one. And the lyrics, that was the strength of the E Street Band, I believe, in that everybody took that idea of not retreating, not surrendering to heart when we hit the stage, because you knew for the next 4 or 5 hours you were going to get these people playing their heart outs for you.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
It's a Feel the Rush weekend to celebrate the anniversary of their last time of playing here in Philadelphia. That was 5 years ago. Throughout the weekend, we're going to give you opportunities to not only hear a lot of your favorite Rush tunes, but... we also have copies of the 40th anniversary edition of Permanent Waves to hand out. And we've got a special that's going to happen tonight at 9 o'clock. And then again on Sunday at 9 o'clock. It's a one-hour special, an encore presentation of it on Sunday. Tony Harris will be featuring that tonight. Interviews and more. Feel the Rush. And with that in mind, we're going to have a Rush Agree or Disagree coming up at 7:40. I know, Steve, well, I pin you as a Rush fan, but really this is just Rush songs that you like. You're not like...
I'm not going out and listening to... the 20-minute, what is it, Xanadu?
Yeah, right.
I really like their big hits.
All right. And Dave, where do you stand with Rush?
Just give me all the Neil Peart drum solos that you possibly can.
All right. Well, we will get to questions about Neil, the band, and all kinds of stuff for Rush Agree or Disagree. That is happening at 7:40. But we probably have all encountered this. Cindy, I'm talking about going on YouTube and someone has taken a TV show or a movie or something like that that doesn't have a laugh track, probably didn't need a laugh track, mm-hmm. and they put a laugh track in and it changes the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some guy recently did it with a scene that really could use a laugh track. It's the you think I'm funny scene from Goodfellas?
Oh, yeah,
of course. All right, where do you hear this?
Funny. Really funny. What do you mean I'm funny? It's funny, you know. It's a good story. It's funny. You're a funny guy. I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh.
You know how you tell a story. What?
No, I don't know. You said it.
Get the f*** out of here. Tell me.
I almost had him.
You really are a funny guy.
Waiting for Kramer to bust in.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's all you need.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
This morning, ladies and gentlemen, we've got this for you.
There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
Yes, it's classic rock, agree or disagree, and this week it is all Rush questions. We're having a Feel the Rush weekend. Throughout the weekend, not only are we playing a lot of Rush, it is the fifth anniversary of their final performance here in Philadelphia. We've got albums to hand out, a couple of specials that'll happen. One's at 9 o'clock tonight with the H-Band, and then there's an encore of that. And it's got interviews with the band and all kinds of special things going on. There's an encore on Sunday at 9 o'clock as well. But today I'm going to test the guys on their Rush knowledge, and let's start right here. Agree or disagree, Neil Peart traveled from show to show on a motorcycle. Agree or disagree?
I would say yes.
That is a fact.
I know he went cross country. He wrote books about it, podcasts.
I agree with that biker. Statement.
He's basically Bill Weston.
Yeah, he basically is Bill Weston. Yeah. That is absolutely correct. It was nerve-wracking for the band because, you know, they were like, damn, you know, we could lose him.
Yeah.
Right? But, you know, between two gigs. But he always had his bus following him. So he had a bus, right? So if he didn't feel like, you know, or the weather got nasty, mm-hmm. he could just get on his bus. Hmm. All right. Geddy Lee's parents, all right, were Holocaust survivors. Agree or disagree?
It sounds pretty familiar. And they're from Poland, I'm pretty sure. So I would say yes. Agree.
Yeah, it's a fact.
You both going to go with that one?
Yeah.
All right. You got with that one, too. His mom was in Bergen-Belsen, and his father was in Dachau.
Is that right?
Yeah, and that song they did, Red Sector A from Under Grace, right? That was what that was.
My grandfather
by.
Was one of the liberators
right.
of Dachau.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe they
that's
met.
Right. All right.
Maybe you're Geddy Lee.
I have his nose.
Alex Lifeson's biggest influences are Genesis and Pink Floyd. Agree or disagree?
They did come before Rush, so there's that.
See, Pink Genesis.
Floyd.
I would say.
I could see the Genesis, but not the Pink Floyd.
Yeah, exactly. I disagree on that.
Right.
I'll go with you on that. Yeah, disagree.
I have to say that you are incorrect. Steve Howe, Steve Hackett, and David Gilmour are his most influenced guitarists.
Wow.
Or the guitarists that influenced him the most.
Never liked Alex anyway.
Right?
No, I have no idea.
All right. Neil Peart didn't go to meet and greets because he's too shy.
Yes. I could see that. He seems very introverted.
He's
on a bike by himself, for Christ's sake.
That is a fact. But I'm curious if it was because he was too shy. I'm not sure if it was because he was too shy, but it's a fact that he didn't go to meet and greets.
He's just a jerk.
No, it was more of along the lines of, I'm just a drummer.
I'm just a drummer in a rock and roll band. Hey.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, basically, what would happen is when we'd go to meet and greets, people would just rave to him about, you know, how wonderful he is, and he found it highly embarrassing.
Yeah.
Right? So he just said, just screw that noise, right? I'm just not going anymore. And lastly this morning, agree or disagree, as long as we were talking about influences, the three singers who influenced Geddy Lee the most were Steve Marriott, Robert Plant, and John Anderson. The John Anderson
one, I think,
is kind of obvious.
Yeah.
but you know, are these three men the men that influenced Geddy Lee's singing abilities?
I'll say yes.
This is a total guess. I'm going to say fact. Yeah, I'll go with you.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it. All right. He was a fan of Steve Marriott, who actually, you know, predates Robert Plant. for that kind of singing. And the John Anderson thing makes sense. So you guys did very good today on a band that you didn't think you were going to do good with at all. And as long as we're talking Rush, it's time to stop playing some Rush.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
We've been begging to talk to him and waiting for him to come back, and he's got so much family stuff going on, which is why we now refer to him as Little Daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is Brad Williams. Hiya, Brad.
Good morning. Is it still morning? when you have a new baby, you have no idea what time is. You mix baby with pandemic. I don't know. Does time exist? I'm just kind of awake. That's it. But yes, for your listeners, Brad Williams, hi. I had a kid with my wife.
That's a good way to have them.
Way.
Yeah, it works better that way.
Yeah, I got to keep all my stuff. the kid is now 5 months old. We had a wonderful, healthy baby girl. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a dwarf, a little person, person of short stature. My wife is not. That's how you know I'm funny. And the child is also a dwarf. And my wife is Chinese, which means we had an Asian dwarf baby. I'm pretty sure that's the most valuable baby on Earth.
Does that come up on the census?
Yes. If you check the Asian dwarf baby box, it just means they send you a bag of money and gold because they want to make sacrifices to the Asian dwarf baby. Asian dwarf baby isn't even a kid. It's currency. Let's be honest. Asian dwarf baby, this is the cutest thing, the most adorable child you've ever seen in your entire life. Baby Yoda, go F yourself. You have nothing on what I call the ADB. You got nothing on the ADB.
I'm not one for these, but I might as well ask, did you have a reveal party?
Oh, the gender reveal. No. Why? Listen, it's 2020. What's the point of the gender reveal party? You don't even know if they're going to have whatever they have down there their entire lives anymore.
Right, that's
so
true.
So you don't know. So why do the thing? How narcissistic do you have to be? No, we didn't have a gender reveal party. We had a dwarfism reveal party.
Yes.
And what happens in a dwarfism reveal party, we knew that our daughter was going to be a dwarf because when we cut the cake, inside of the cake was a smaller cake. That's when we knew. That's when we knew. 5 months old, you know, people are asking like, oh, are you sleeping? And I go, well, I'm a good parent, so no. If someone has a new child and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm sleeping 8 hours at night, you're like, I'm going to call child services on you. That is not. You are ignoring that kid. So, yeah, not sleeping, but everyone's doing great. Wife is doing well. And
dude, I want to tell you, I'm really happy for you. I really am happy for you, you know, because look, I love your wise ass attitude. I love everywhere you come from, but I have a real good understanding of you as a guy and you and your relationship with your father. And I can only imagine how overjoyed you are right now having a kid of your own. So I want you to know that I'm just in love with the idea that you're a father.
Thank you. And if you're sitting there at home going, well, Brad, are you working during the pandemic? Not really. And the Asian dwarf baby doesn't eat rainbows and sunshine. So
you're going back on the road?
I'll be back on the road at the end of July. But if you want to support the Asian dwarf baby, go to cameo.com /Brad Williams comic, and you can pay me a small fee to do a little shout out to yourself or to a friend. I've wished people happy birthdays. I've wished people happy divorces. It's all good. I will do that, and you can put some diapers on the Asian dwarf baby. We've got the wife. We've got the ADB and the 80-pound pit bull in the house.
Forgot about the pit bull.
Right.
And we just have to keep the 80-pound pit bull fed so the 80-pound pit bull doesn't look at the Asian dwarf baby and think, appetizer. So,
but you could buy the dog a saddle.
Yeah. Oh, God. I could do that, and then I don't have to use Ubers anymore.
I was thinking more for the baby myself, you know.
I'm a businessman. I mean, although I will say, there was that viral video, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, this guy that does half-crime shows, where he puts a monkey on the back of a dog.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, I could end his business by putting an Asian dwarf baby on the back of a pit bull. That would be, oh my God.
There you go.
That would, I mean, how much money would you pay to see the Asian dwarf baby ride the pit bull? I feel like just saying that sentence, I'd probably cast a spell on
I just them, love hearing you say Asian dwarf baby over and over again. I think it's hysterical.
My whole goal, why I keep saying Asian dwarf baby over and over again, is because I want Angelina Jolie to hear this and go, Asian dwarf baby, even I don't have one of those. That's the goal.
I didn't know if you had a boy or a girl, and I was going to ask, at what age do you start sharing clothes?
You know, I'm not going to judge anyone if they wear whatever gender's clothes they wear, so at probably another 2 years. But if work keeps going like it's going, which is none, probably sharing even faster than that. So, yeah. But yes, and then if you're thinking right now, wow, Brad keeps talking about the Asian dwarf baby, I'd like to see a photo of this Asian dwarf baby and see if it's really as cute as he says he is. Yeah, just go to my Instagram. Just go to Brad Williams Comic. I put some photos up there.
Although right now, like Steve showed me a picture yesterday, and until someone mentioned it, I wouldn't have known that it was an ADB.
They were actually able to tell in the womb they did the ultrasound and they could measure limbs. It's really amazing technology. It's funny because right before the doctor told us if we were having a dwarf child or not, she said, oh, do you have a preference? And I'm like, why'd you ask me that? I didn't have a preference till the moment you said this. But I did have a preference, and I wanted a dwarf child just because I don't want the kid to grow up and like be an average size kid and then be bigger than me. And then when she turns 9 and I'm trying to discipline her, she like picks me up and punts me. I don't want that. I don't get to make too many jokes right now. I mean, I got this new one that makes the dwarf baby laugh, which is a... Oh, yeah, it goes, where are your hands? Oh, she loves that joke. Oh, great joke. She just laughs every time. Which, don't get me wrong, is very heartwarming. I love it, but I don't think that that's going to be my new opener when I get back out there on the road.
Okay. So, right. Well, look, dude, you are always welcome. If you ever need us, you know we're there for you. If you're trying to get a hold of Brad, follow him on Twitter at FunnyBrad, right, on Instagram at Brad Williams Comic, and of course on Cameo. Come on, help the dwarf baby out. The dwarf baby needs dwarf baby food, right? Go to Cameo, have a video made. What's the baby's name? We never even heard that.
I don't like to say the baby's name out loud. I don't like to say the name publicly. I will say that this is how you know my wife is an amazing person. She let me name my child after my favorite football player.
It's a Broncos player.
Yeah, so Jerome Bettis Williams.
That beautiful. I knew it.
Jerome Bettis Williams, JBW. It's going to look great on the law firm someday.
You know, for a guy, you know, Brad is always so quick. And yep. For a guy that had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to be on the radio because he's out in L.A., I mean, that was sharp. That was I couldn't be that sharp at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, he's funny.
And look at it. It's 8 o'clock. I can't be that sharp. 73 degrees outside, sunny, and a high of 85 degrees. Have you heard the story about the government sends stimulus checks to more than 1 million dead people?
I did not.
Yeah.
Right up my alley, too. How'd I miss this?
I don't know. He says the Treasury Department sent out more than $1 million in stimulus checks to dead taxpayers. Well, they're voting, so they might as well get the money, right? But this is the funniest part. The government wants them to send it back. They're dead.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.